with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Marnie Roper. From time to time, we have explored subjects that deal with accessibility. For example, Red Bee closed caption technology. And our last topic was the Seeability Garden, which is designed to help those with impaired vision experience the delights of the London Chelsea Flower Show entries. For the next few segments, we look at some wonderful initiatives enabling people living with disabilities to enjoy the arts. They tackle the problems that people encounter by using newly available technology combined with traditional methods of communication, such as the Auslan signing language. As well, the organisations have successfully made physical access to theatres easier by improving wheelchair access, increasing signage, and adding extra staff. Movie watching is something many take for granted, one of the great simple pleasures in life. Yet too many Australians are still excluded from that experience. Today's program focuses on Access All Areas Film Festival, which aims to increase cinema access for people with disabilities. The festival promotes inclusiveness and raises awareness of issues surrounding ability and access. Barbara Sullivan spoke on the phone with Karina Libby, Festival Manager for Access All Areas Film Festival.
I understand Access All Areas Film Festival is run by an organisation called The Festivalists. Mm-hmm. Before we get into a discussion about the event itself, would you like to tell us a little about the organisation and your overall aims?
Sure, absolutely. So The Festivalists was founded in 2005. We're a not-for-profit company and we put on film festivals and cultural events year-round. The aim of the company is basically to create unique experiences and develop a local audience for Australian artists and international artists and be able to showcase local talent.
One of your successful initiatives is the Access All Areas Film Festival, which is the subject of today's AbleQuest. What's mm-hmm. the main aim of that festival?
Basically, Access All Areas is to showcase Australian cinema for people with a disability so that they can participate in a film festival experience and get engaged in the cultural conversation that surrounds Australian cinema. And we do that by presenting films in accessible formats.
And the festival's not just in Sydney, is it? I understand other cities and regional towns are included.
Yeah, absolutely. So the last few years we've been expanding it across New South Wales and across Australia. So essentially we have three strands of the festival that take place. And one is that we have a program of short films that we tour to schools, and that's across the whole country, most states. We tour to a lot of regional places across Australia as well, which also shows short films that have been made accessible. And then we do a series of screenings in cinemas in Metro and Western Sydney.
When you say schools, is this sort of schools in general or specific schools that cater for disabled people?
It's for both schools, for children with disability and without, and as well as integrated schools as well, because the message of the festival is really to get people to understand how easy accessible cinema could be, how much everyone can participate in that experience if we just did a couple of simple things to start with to sort of get everyone involved. So especially kids are the next ones to come along, so we need to sort of get them up to speed with what is out there for children with disability as well as mainstream schools.
And how exactly do you make the film content accessible to people with disabilities? For example, I understand you provide a variety of access services.
Mm,
could you explain those one by one to us?
All of the films in the festival screen with open captions, like a subtitle, but with extra information about what's going on screen for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. And also at our sessions that are targeted for the deaf community, we have an Auslan interpreter presence, so someone to do sign language to help interpret speeches or questions and that sort of thing. Some sessions provide audio description, which is an extra sort of soundtrack on top of the regular soundtrack and dialogue, which in brief comments describes the action on screen. So for people who are blind or have low vision, it sort of explains what's happening on screen, as well as screen in all wheelchair accessible venues. And also I think another element that we create accessibility to the event by is by having it's free to attend for everybody.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So are these services available at all of the venues and at each film showing across Australia, wherever you do it?
No, they do. They do vary, and there's many reasons for that. I mean, the one sort of solid one is that we make sure all of the venues are accessible for wheelchairs, and there's wheelchair spaces available. However, some sessions that are, you know, say run specifically for the deaf community might just have open captions and an Auslan interpreter present, as they wouldn't have any use for audio description. And so there's just they sort of vary per venue, but a lot of the venues will show, say, multiple screenings with different services, so that you can choose which one you come to, which caters to your needs.
So you say there are wheelchair seats available, if you like. Is it easy for people in wheelchairs with walkers, etc., to attend? Because there are a number of ways you can do that.
Yeah, indeed. And the biggest one, of course, is making sure that there are ramps or that it's easy access from the street, those sort of things. So we choose venues that help facilitate that, as well as wherever necessary and possible, we have extra staff on site to assist with anybody who has mobility needs. And just, you know, the really simple things like providing clear signage, things like that, that really help, that might seem really simple, but, you know,
yes,
they go a long way.
Let's talk about the program itself. What interesting films have you got lined up, and how many will you screen throughout the event?
Well, we basically have two programs that we show, and one is a collection of short films, so animations, comedies. They're great brief short films that are funny, and they've been played at lots of different festivals and won lots of awards. One of them is this great film called, it's a beautiful animation, and it's voiced by Cate Blanchett and David Wenham.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's pretty exciting.
Starring.
And then in the cinema screenings that we're doing in Sydney and Western Sydney, we're screening The Great Gatsby. It's a, you know, big hit this year, and I think there's a lot of people out there who have not had a chance to catch an accessible screening of it or been able to see it with captions or audio descriptions, so we're excited to be able to be presenting that.
So do you just screen the film, or is there other things that happen around it on at the actual event?
They will vary. Everyone sort of, yeah, they're all a little bit different. The one in Sydney on December the 3rd is on International Day of People with a Disability, the UN-designated day. So we're having a bit of a party and throwing free, like, complimentary drink in the foyer, and we'll have two of the actors from The Great Gatsby, or the Australian cast, there to sort of do a bit of a Q&A. And in some of the screenings in Campbelltown and Casula and Parramatta, we have ambassadors from the Don't Diss My Ability campaign coming to talk about their life achievements as well. Yeah, sort of everything, they're all different things happening. In Casula, we're also throwing a free barbecue before the screening for people to come and socialise and have a free
Great, meal. Have a free meal as well.
Yeah.
So when does the event start and how long does it run?
The tour is actually kicking off next Friday, the 28th, and then our final screening in Western Sydney in Campbelltown is on the 16th of December.
How can people find the program? You know, what films are showing and where, and you said before that it was free of charge.
So pretty much everything you need to know is on our website, which is www.aaaff, or AFF, as we call it, .com. yeah, so pretty much everything is there, when and where and all those sort of things that you can find out.
So AAAFF.com.
That was a much better phrase than me, yes. Thank you.
And so is it necessary to make a booking?
Yes, it's not completely essential. You can walk up on the day, but we really strongly recommend that you do book a seat, just because some sessions do sell out, and I think if you're going to make the effort to turn up, it's nice to know that your seat's guaranteed, and there's no charge for it. All you need to do is give us a call on 92815608, which is our festival office, or we have an email address, which is booking@thefestivalist.com, and that information's on the website too. And you can secure your tickets that way, which is really easy, and just pick them up on the day.
Oh, great. And understand that communities or organisations can host their own screening. How does that work?
So I guess the reason that, you know, I was saying we do sort of schools and regional screenings and communities and things like that is that we're sometimes just putting on a screening in a cinema is not the most accessible way for some people with a disability to attend. And so we wanted to provide the festival in a more flexible format to be able to engage the most amount of people possible. So the reason that we offer it is so that if, you know, you say have a small community or a respite centre that want to put on a session, that it's actually easier for them to host the screening themselves rather than trying to get to the cinema. We offer that, so you can get in touch with us and we can arrange. We send marketing materials and advice, as well as the program, and offer assistance about how to put that on yourself.
So they would somebody who was interested in that would call 02 9281 5608.
Yes.
So you have been expanding. You've this is being put on year after year and you're extending your net now across Australia. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the festival's been very successful and well received. What has the feedback been like?
It's been great. I've been involved with it since the beginning, so this is our sixth year. And I think the thing is that a lot of people are just really appreciative that it's happening. So, you know, being able to go to the movies and or watch films that everyone else is watching, like The Great Gatsby, is part of, you know, Australian life and culture. And I think it's really important that you can, you know, talk to your friends about that. And so I think there's a lot of people who are really appreciative that they now get to experience that. So we've always had really nice feedback about
great
being able to participate in that, which is cool.
Well, you said before that it was free of charge, which is mm-hmm. wonderful for people going along, but imagine it'd be extremely difficult to put it on without the support of other organisations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who are your partners?
Yeah, and you're right. We would not be able to put it on without our partners, especially because, yeah, it's important for us that we keep it free so that the most amount of people can come. So, we've been partnering with the New South Wales Department of Family and Community Services since day one. They've been incredible support, and so we're part of their Don't Diss My Ability campaign, which is around December 3 every year. We also have great support from Redbee Media, who they do the captions and audio description to provide the access, film access for us. And we also have support from Screen Australia and Screen New South Wales. And then also service providers such as National Relay Service, Job Access, IDEAS, which is Information on Disability and Awareness, Education and Awareness Services, as well as a lot of support from councils and local communities as well, even if it's just helping get the word out and things like that.
Well, that's wonderful support.
We've got a good support system, yeah.
Corinna, I wish you all the very best for a fantastic season this year, right. And I know that the people will really appreciate the short films.
Yeah, great. Thank you. I hope so.
And thanks so much for joining us today. We've appreciated your time.
No, thank you so much for giving me the chance to talk to you about it.
That was Access All Areas Film Festival Manager, Corinna Libby. And just to repeat, the festival runs from the beginning of December at various venues throughout New South Wales, as well as Queensland, Western Australia and the ACT. Here are some of the Sydney locations where The Great Gatsby and a family-friendly program of award-winning Australian short films will be screened. Parramatta Riverside Theatre on the 2nd of December. Sydney City at Dendy Opera Keys on the 3rd of December. Casula Powerhouse Arts Centre on the 7th of December. Campbelltown Arts Centre on the 16th of December. And there are a number of screenings in regional centres. And for our Queensland listeners, the Redlands Performing Arts Centre on the 5th of December. The full programme can be found on www.AAAFF.com.au. And remember that attendance is free of charge, but you should book either via the website or by phoning 02 9281 5608.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening and goodbye till next program.